This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm your friendly neighborhood Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. And here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for September 14th, 2022. However, before we get to that, I just want to quickly stop and talk about D23 Expo. Of course, I was out there for the event and I met so many of you, and it was really a fantastic time. Not the event itself, because there's long lines and everyone's grumpy. But for me, the only reason I really was there and the only reason it was such a great time was that I got to meet so many of you, and you talked about how much you enjoy the show and what we do, and that means the world. And some of you went really above and beyond and did, you know, granted us some really tremendous opportunities. You know who you are, and I am eternally grateful for that. But to everyone we met, thank you so much. We appreciate the support. And let's get on to the news. While there were plenty of announcements out at the Disney Parks presentation at the D23 Expo 2022, there was also a number of projects that were rumored or previously announced that we heard nothing about. So let's go over what we didn't hear about at the panel. For the Walt Disney World Resort, there's the long-awaited update to Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress, which we originally reported years ago, was scheduled for 2023. Of course, it's now possible this has been shelved or delayed. Of course, the Wreck-It Ralph or any replacement for Stitch's Great Escape, it seems that is most definitely a dead project at this point, as they were supposed to start in March of 2020. There were permits for walls to go up. None of that happened. And now with the silence, I think we're just going to have to live with that space empty for a while. We got no reopening date or time frame for the Walt Disney World Railroad, although we do know that Tron will open in the spring of 2023, so we would assume it'll return some point before that opening. Of course, there was the Lightyear update of Space Ranger Spin. We believe that died probably along with the box office for the film. The closing date and time frame for Splash Mountain at the Magic Kingdom was not announced, which maybe just wasn't the right place for it. Obviously, there was a whole big part of the presentation about Tiana's Bayou Adventure, and maybe they didn't want to focus on Splash Mountain so much, probably for obvious reasons. Details on the new Disney's Polynesian Village Resort Disney Vacation Club edition were not announced, but it did show up on that timeline board up on screen. A restart or a replacement for Reflections at Disney Lakeside Lodge was still not. This was the real bummer for me, because I'm tired of looking at that dirt patch at Fort Wilderness, which is a beautiful resort with so much history, and we still have to stare at that big, empty dirt patch. I certainly hope sooner rather than later we find out something for that. Details on the further changes to the Grand Floridian Resort, their lobby, 1900 Park Fair, the Grand Floridian Cafe, et cetera. None of that was spoken about either. But I think what needs to be said is Josh Marr clearly focused on very big picture projects. And I don't know that lobby refurbishments of hotels necessarily fit that theme. And we know Disney, of course, has said there are grander changes coming to the Floridian, but has not really said what those are yet. I think we'll hear sooner rather than later. Of course, the Spaceship Earth refurbishment, which has been delayed and undoubtedly heavily altered, if it even still exists, was not talked about either. And we know the ride is not in great shape, so hopefully someone will do something soon. The Mary Poppins attraction, they were silent on that for World Showcase. That's probably dead. They were also quiet about DuckTales World Showcase Adventure, which we have heard is still happening. So we'll just have to wait and see. Of course, something or anything for Journey into Imagination. We did get the announcement that Figment will return as a meet and greet in 2023. Nothing for the ride just yet. It is a very promising first step, one that Tony Baxter apparently agreed with. There was a tweet where someone spoke to Tony and he said it's a good first step, and I totally agree. We did not get new details for the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue restaurant. However, today, funny enough, and we'll show these images now, they actually finally started construction on the exterior. Scaffolding is up and work is happening. And so that again confirms that Josh D'Amaro was not looking to talk about what they considered things that were previously announced or smaller picture projects, but they're still moving on with a lot of those. As well, the expansion of Woody's Lunchbox and the other Toy Story Land fixes were not mentioned either. An opening date was not announced for Fantasmic, or no details about the new scene that's going into the show either at Walt Disney World. Personally, this seems like a bit of, I don't know, this doesn't seem like good news. To me, it says that they're still running into some problems getting that show back up and running, and they're not willing to commit to a date, even though they are in rehearsals. So we'll have to wait and see. As we speculated last week, the Play Pavilion was not mentioned, completely ignored. So that came to fruition, and The question is, will that even ever be done? Also, Wondrous China, the Circle Vision film, that wasn't mentioned either. We think they might both be dead at this point. For Disneyland Resort, they did not talk about the return of the People Mover, nor the expected update of Tomorrowland. The interesting thing on this side was Disneyland Resort stayed away from any project that is further away than early 2023. So they did not even talk about the Swiss Family Treehouse retheme that is currently underway. They confirmed that it is a retheme to the Orange County Register last year, but they were unwilling to commit to what that project is or even talk about it on stage, which is really, really odd. So that's the thing. So we're not hearing about Tomorrowland yet because we're not there yet. That's not where we're at just yet. Also for Disneyland Resort, we have no idea where Splash Mountain is closing. See why we don't have the date for Florida that I just mentioned. Magic Band Plus launching at Disneyland Resort. We're going to keep remaining quiet. They weren't fully quiet, though. At the Parks and Resorts Pavilion on the show floor, they were showing off the Magic Band Plus, so it's they just don't have a date for us yet. At Disneyland Paris, the replacement land for the canceled Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is still not a thing that is public yet. Of course, as we told you last week, it is expected that the Lion King or Avatar will be chosen for Walt Disney Studios Paris as a new land. New details on any of the lakeside nighttime entertainment was not announced either. That's expected to use the barges from Tokyo DisneySea's Fantasmic. We didn't hear about, of course, it is still suspected that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway at some point in the future will end up in Paris and at other Disney resorts around the world. And then Phantom Manor Holiday, which has been rumored for years, was not talked about either, but we kind of figured it wasn't the right time for those to be announced. So those are the big things that weren't announced. Let us know in the comments if there are things you wanted to be announced that maybe weren't. At the Expo, Josh D'Amaro announced that Harmonious, the nighttime spectacular that debuted for the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World at Epcot, will be replaced next year by a new show. The 50th anniversary celebration ends on March 31st, 2023, but an official end date for Harmonious has not yet been announced. No details have been released for the new show, but it is not expected to debut immediately after the last performance of Harmonious. As Disney said, the new show will debut in late 2023. Instead, however, this is unreal, Epcot Forever will return again. For the intermediary period, we will see Epcot Forever one more time, as that show is supposed to be permanently retired. But of course, drastic times call for drastic measures. If you wonder why I'm so positive, why would Tom be so positive coming out of D23 when no one else was? This is why. This feels like someone has been handed the reins and is very quickly doing everything they can to fix things. And we didn't like Harmonious, we didn't like Enchantment, and that has been immediately addressed to the point at which there is a new show coming that clearly will need new infrastructure, right? What that Epcot Forever replacement says to me is that, crossing my fingers here, that those barges are leaving the lagoon. Disney hasn't said anything about that yet, but man, it would make sense if you have that much time in the middle there. You're making some big changes. It's pure speculation. We'll have to wait and see. Joffrey's at Epcot is now offering a new treat, a dessert in a jar. I feel like Jack Sparrow. I got a jar of dessert. It's available in, It's available in a toasted s'mores flavor right now for the fall. A sweet combination of milk chocolate mousse, graham cracker, and marshmallow whipped topping, the Toasted S'mores dessert in a jar, is a deconstructed take of the fan favorite. The jar itself has Toasted S'mores printed on the front, so you know what it is, as well as the nutritional facts, so that way you feel bad about what you ate on your vacation. Treat itself is small since it's only one serving size, but it's a cute little snack. You can read the review on our website. If you like to start your day off with a side of Disney Magic, Starbucks locations inside Walt Disney World have a new tumbler available for $27.99. The plastic tumbler is clear with the Walt Disney World logo and Mickey Mouse on the front. Various iconography of each park can be spotted amidst the fireworks. There's Disney's Animal Kingdom represented with the Tree of Life and the floating mountains of Pandora. Figment soars over Spaceship Earth while a test track car zooms underneath. An alien swirling saucer and the Luxo Ball are to the left of Mickey, and just below is the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror with an AT-AT walker flanked by an X-Wing and a TIE Fighter to represent Hollywood Studios. Last but not least is the Magic Kingdom with the It's a Small World clock face, a Jungle Cruise boat, a Casey's Corner hot dog, and of course, Cinderella Castle. It comes with a reusable plastic straw. Meanwhile, specifically at the Magic Kingdom, they have a new tumbler and ornament as well. The design features several Magic Kingdom attractions and treats, including Small World, Jungle Cruise, Mad Tea Party, Pirates of the Caribbean, along with Mickey pretzels, Dole Whips, popcorn, and churros. And Mickey can hardly keep the popcorn in its container. He's laughing so hard. And the word "so fun" can be seen above the teacups. The ornament has the same design, just on a smaller scale, with a ribbon on top for hanging on your tree or wherever you might choose to display it. The tumbler is $27.99, the ornament $17.99. News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to the Walt Disney World Resort hotels. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. And no two designs are the same. Kids 12 and under are $10 per ride. Adults are $16. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. Orlando International Airport will open their new South Terminal C in phases starting on September 19th. Travelers will get to visit a new Walt Disney World store as well as a Universal Studios store in the terminal. We have a look at both locations. We'll talk about the Universal one, though, on UPNT. You should go check out that channel, by the way, Universal Parks News Today. The terminal has tall skylight ceilings with cylindrical lights hanging from the rafters. The Walt Disney World store has screens above its marquees and entrances. A Pluto sculpture is found in front of this wood-paneled wall featuring Mickey's glowing silhouette and stars. Another billboard screen plays commercials for Walt Disney World, and the marquees are royal blue with silver-white circles. Sculptures of Minnie Mouse and Goofy stand in front of a Cinderella Castle mural. Castle is pictured at night with its 50th anniversary decor. Inside, the store resembles the first ever Walt Disney World store that opened earlier this year. The icons of each Walt Disney World theme park are on a rounded section of wall above the entrance, lit with orb lights resembling fireworks. A Cinderella Castle model sits on a display. It seems to be the model that previously sat in the World of Disney at Disney Springs. We noticed it had recently been removed. There are blue columns and another large screen at the back. More of the same that we've come to expect at this point. Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at the Magic Kingdom is now completely sold out. When attempting to buy tickets, the calendar no longer comes up. We were given the option to buy a ticket on Sunday, October 16th for kids between 3 and 9, but an error occurred when we actually tried to add that to our cart. This is the earliest the event has ever sold out ahead of Halloween. People clearly miss this event. Dr. Mark Penning, with the help of other cast members, confirmed that there will be a season 2 of The Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom. This might be the announcement, honestly, other than Figment, the announcement I'm most excited for. No, Harmonious Enchantment were pretty exciting. This is my fourth most exciting announcement from D23. Penning, the VP of Disney Animal Science and Environment, shared a video of cast members throughout Animal Kingdom and the rest of Walt Disney World announcing that, yes, there will be a season 2. Penning wrote, quote, "I can't wait to share more details with you soon, along with more inspirational stories about our dedicated cast members and the animals in their care." The first season of The Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom aired on Disney Plus in late 2020. Of course, you could still watch it, and it was fantastic. Oh no, Disney Kite Tales is going to be coming to an end at Disney's Animal Kingdom. That's right. I don't even know what to call this thing, but nonetheless, it will end on September 30th, 2022. That is well ahead of the end of the world's most magical celebration, which it was advertised to be a part of. Of course, the show already had entertainers cut from it several months ago, so this really isn't a surprise, but guys, I mean, come on. Harmonious Enchantment and Kite Tales all are dying. It's what we asked for, right? It's a pretty encouraging moment. September 30th, again, your last time to catch Kite Tales. So if you want to make fun of it one more time, that's your last chance. Originally spotted at the Expo in Anaheim, this Avatar backpack features the wings of a banshee. It was recently found at Wind Traders in Animal Kingdom. The backpack from Loungefly features a textured surface and the silhouette of a winged banshee featured in Flight of Passage. The wings can easily be spread to reveal the pattern of the banshee or moved together to show off the designs on the wings. A flare on the bottom of the backpack adds to the silhouette. While the wings take up space when displayed, they can easily be folded to a manageable size. The side of the backpack is navy faux leather and has multiple pockets to store any of your small belongings. The interior features art of banshees in light blue. The backpack, again, available at Wind Traders at Animal Kingdom near the exit of Flight of Passage. Tokyo Disney Resort has announced that J-pop icon Missiya will return for the first time in 16 years to sing the theme song for the new nighttime spectacular Believe Sea of Dreams when it debuts in November. Through a press release, the Oriental Land Company announced that Messiah would return to sing the Japanese version of the theme song for the upcoming spectacular, which is entitled Every Wish Deserves a Dream. Messiah first collaborated with Tokyo Disney Resort in 2006 to sing the Japanese version of the DisneySea 5th anniversary theme, Sea of Dreams, which remains widely beloved by fans even now. It is one of my favorites. Believe Sea of Dreams is set to again debut on November 11th after a year-long delay due to the uncertainties of COVID-19. And the show will transform the waters of Mediterranean Harbor into the Sea of Dreams, a place filled with wishing stars that appear whenever someone makes a heartfelt wish. The show features large boats gliding dynamically over the water surface, bright lasers, and searchlights illuminating the night sky, and for the first time, images projected on the walls of the DisneySea Hotel MiraCosta surrounding half of the harbor. The performance space is further enhanced by the characters from Disney and Pixar films and the performances of dancers, allowing guests to feel as if they've stepped into the beloved stories of Disney friends. During the presentation of Boundless Future Disney Parks Experiences and Products by Josh D'Amaro, Disney shared more information about the Fantasy Springs expansion at DisneySea. For those unfamiliar, Fantasy Springs is a $2 billion land being added to Tokyo DisneySea, featuring four brand new rides for Tangled, Peter Pan, and Frozen. During the presentation, D'Amaro shared a video of the new Elsa animatronic that'll be part of the Frozen ride. This advanced figure includes extremely detailed facial features, which is a stark contrast to the figures that were built for Frozen Ever After at Epcot. First of all, if you're wondering where all the news of all the D23 announcements is, I did a separate live video on Monday you could watch where I break them all down. I talked a lot about Fantasy Springs. The show floor, the portion of the Parks and Resorts Pavilion that showed off Fantasy Springs was phenomenal. The posters, the ride maquettes, vehicle maquettes, I am beyond excited. And then to finally see, I know people have been touting how great these animatronics were going to be. They look great, and there's a ton of them. This is just the tip of the iceberg, no pun intended. It's very, very exciting. Of course, Fantasy Springs expected to open sometime in 2023, and I will be there. By any means necessary, I have to be there. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You could also support the entire team behind the show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Also, don't forget, WDW News Tonight is back Thursday at 9 p.m. on our WDWNT TV channel. It's a separate channel here on YouTube for all our fun and weird content, so make sure you check that out. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
WDW News Tonight is our weekly comedy show combining the news of the week, comedy segments, thoughtful discussions, insane characters, parody commercials, games, and more. Watch live on Thursdays at 9 p.m. and become a Wigs member to get access to a bonus post-show. Watch WDW News Tonight episodes anytime and live on YouTube, or get the audio-only version on iTunes and other podcast services.